بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب التحريم انتساب الإنسان إلى غير أبيه وتوليه إلى غير مواليه. There is a next chapter in which it is shown, it is explained that it is prohibited that a person must associate his lineage to anyone else besides his father. That is, he tries to not show, that he doesn't want to let it be known that so and so is my father. Or he says somebody else is my father. This happens also when the parents have passed away and now somebody else adopts the child and the child doesn't know who my real father is. It is necessary to inform the child when he comes of age, and he must know who his real father is, and he must not think that this uncle of mine or any other person. Or also today people adopt children, those who do not have children or for whatever reason, they adopt a child. And if the child must be, it must be brought to the attention of the child when he can understand that who his real parents are. This is a very important thing. It also happens that a child perhaps surpasses greatly in this world, and he leaves outwardly his father far behind. Like the child becomes a great person, whether it is in a political field, whether it is in a professional field, and his father is still a very simple, ordinary, poor person, then he finds it hard to say that this is my father. That should never be the case. A person must know who his father is, he must associate himself to his father. One of the great harms of this is that if a person doesn't show who his real father is, it can happen that in marriage later, he marries somebody that he's prohibited to marry because he's thinking somebody else is father and he doesn't know that this might be my sister. And in the Western world, this has come where they don't know, or people where they don't keep the family ties properly. Then the children, they will grow up and there's no one to tell them who the actual parents are. And they just marry anyone. It can be that you are marrying somebody that is haram for you to marry, and then you live together like that. So therefore, it is totally haram that a person associates and relates himself to somebody else as his father who is not his actual father. And also a slave who his real master is, that also he must not hide it, he must make it known that in the days when there was slavery, that who his real master is, that should be also made known, it must not be hidden. And Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qaal. Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man idda'a ila ghayri abihi wa huwa ya'lamu annahu ghayru abihi fal jannatu alayhi haram. A person who claims his lineage that so and so is my father, and he knows very well that is not his father, somebody else is father. And therefore such a person, Jannat is made haram on such a person. So we should associate ourselves, relate ourselves to who our parents are, especially the father, and we must not be shy to say so and so is my father. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا ترغبوا عن آبائكم, that do not disown your fathers, or do not shy away to say that so and so is my father. Perhaps the father is a criminal also. Perhaps he is in jail. Now the person is shy to say that is my father. But for the sake of lineage, he has to make it known. May Allah protect us all. If the father perhaps is a mental case, now he doesn't want to tell the people that this is my father because he's a mental case, or maybe he's in jail or whatever. So it is not correct that a person hides and does not show who his real father is. He must make it known, otherwise the consequences are very, very severe for society. In this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who does this, who shies away to say who his true father is, fahuwa kufrun, and this is an act of kufr. It is an act of disbelief. One who attributes his lineage to someone other than his father and assumes this as permissible, that is, he thinks it as permissible. One is to commit a guna, which is a guna, but to think the guna as permissible, this is kufar. So a person who thinks that it is permissible that I now associate myself with my uncle, he's a very rich man, he's a man who has got status in society, so I tell everyone he is my father. And he thinks this is permissible, then this is an act of kufr. Sometimes a high-ranking person is ashamed to link himself to his father because the latter may be a poor and humble individual. But this is an unjust denial of the person through whom one came into existence. But through whom Allah made it possible for you to come in this world, always acknowledge that. And on the other side, we find Islam has taught us to make lot of dua for our parents, to try and serve them and try and be in their khidmat as much as possible and try and become the apple of the eye for the parents, that they must really appreciate you do your work so much that they appreciate everything you have done. And this is an act of complete opposite of kufr, that a person doesn't even want to acknowledge that this is my father, and he doesn't want to let people know so and so is my father. That is a very, very terrible thing. Islam regards the knowledge of lineage and relatives as important because it enables one to fulfill the necessary rights due upon people. One is that if you acknowledge this is my father, you will make his khidmat, etc. There are those people also, though the father is very ill, terminally ill, he can't even bathe himself, he can't cleanse himself, and they go out of the way and they do it and they regard it as a great honor that they are serving their parents. This is a very, very great thing. But to go to the other extreme and disown your parents, or to let it not be known that they are parents, your parents, this is a very, very low thing. It also helps to protect the laws of marriage, because if one cannot identify close relatives, he doesn't know who the true parents are, so you don't know who your sisters are also. You don't know who is who in your family. For example, if the father has got two wives, and from the other wife he's got also children, and you hide that this is my father, you could land up marrying your own sister, though stepsister, or perhaps even your real sister, it could land up that you are marrying your real sister also. One may easily marry a person whom Islam is forbidden to marry, and after that the rot that sets in society, and perhaps this is what the world is also facing, that our children are not really in a sense our legitimate children. Because if this lineage was not kept, especially in the other nations, we find that they're just making children, the children are just left like that, they don't know who their parents are, they're mixing up with anyone, getting married to anyone, and that is the consequences of that is very, very severe, and society suffers it a rot terribly. And perhaps we are going through that stage in our lives where this has become to some extent it has become common. May Allah protect us all. It is very important to maintain one's lineage in the correct sense at all times.